Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, with the number of freshmen that you have on this roster, how beneficial is that extra time that the NCAA is allowing now prior to the season officially beginning that you can get some time on the ice with these guys?
It's really beneficial, Schulte. And some years it probably doesn't matter, mostly when you have an older group. But when you have a group like ours that's pretty inexperienced, it's great to get them out there earlier and just try to get ahead of the curve.
College football teams practice for 3 weeks prior to their first game. Basketball, heck, it's almost a month. There's a lot of teams that their first day of practice, they're playing a game in college hockey. Doesn't seem fair, does it?
I don't know. I don't get too wrapped up in all that because both teams, you know, both teams obviously are playing by the same rules. So sometimes it's probably a little ugly hockey early in the year, but it's all right, too. Again, with our 4 hours that we have a week with our guys right now, at least we can prep a little better. The biggest thing is you don't know as much about your opponent.
Touched on this at the spaghetti dinner on Tuesday, but fans and the media seem to focus all their attention on who's gone. Can you just explain why coaches in general don't ever think that way?
Well, just because I think we all realize that's part of collegiate sports. Kids are going to be around for a while, then they're going to go, and then you have a new group. And it's always interesting and exciting to see where you're going to be the next year. You could even have a similar team as the year before, but it's always a little different, Schulte, because the roles of the team have changed. So I don't know. You can't get too wrapped up about, again, who left. You just got to worry about, again, trying to get your guys ready and trying to develop that chemistry and try to get them to have good habits and compete hard.
My memory might be failing me, but I seem to remember back in the day, as they say, exhibition games, you could dress as an extra guy or two, but not everybody. What have been the rules for exhibition games over the years?
We've been all over the map where Schulte, yeah.
All right, my memory is not failing me.
No, it's not. It's been all over the map, and now we can dress everybody. So, and it's the right thing to do. It's an exhibition game. So as long as it doesn't count on the – you know, the win-loss totals, the scoring, everything else, why not play everybody? Because what we want to try to do is we want to try to get everybody a little playing time. We want to try to get them a little experience. We want to get our special teams going. We want to try to work on tactically a lot of the things that we do. So this is smart. We can play everybody. It's hard. You're going to play everybody, Schulte, but still it's a certain amount of guys are going to play more because, again, we have to get ready for next week.
Well, that was actually my next question. You're going to coach this like an NFL preseason game where you play some guys for, you know, a half and then sit them down?
I don't know. You know what? I'm actually, Schulte, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it by ear. I don't really have anything definitive right now, and I don't want to have anything definitive because the complexion of the game may dictate that. We might have an injury or two. I do want to make sure our special teams get a little cohesiveness. I think that's so important this time of year. So, you know, the guys that we have right out there for the power play and penalty kill, we want to get them some repetitions because we have a brand new group of power play people, and the same thing with penalty kill. So we need to get them going right away.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. The offseason, the NCAA put the kibosh on 3-on-3 overtime and shootouts, and the coaches said, no, we kind of like this. What was that process like of getting that back in?
Well, I think it was the NCAA actually working with us, to be honest with you. It was not the NCAA who didn't want – all the NCAA wanted, and I agree with them, they wanted one consistent overtime format, just like college basketball, just like college football. That's all they wanted. It was the coaches. It was the coaches who couldn't agree on what they wanted to do from an overtime standpoint. And at the end of the day, I think what the NCAA, again, they backed off a little bit and said, okay, well, you know, the leagues who are doing, they can basically do there's two different types of overtimes you can do. You can have the conventional 5-minute overtime, and that's it, or you can do the 3-on-3/shootout, which our league and the NCHC have done. You can do that. And if you're playing a non-conference series, though, you have to, no matter what, you have to do the conventional 5-minute overtime because that's what's in the book right now. So I think the NCAA actually wanted the overtime format of what we're doing in the WCHA with the 3-on-3 and then the shootout. I think the only dilemma was that, is there going to be any skin in the game as far as the RPI goes? And I think the NCAA might have wanted that. And I want nothing to do with, you know, and I don't think any of the coaches do. We think, again, the 3-on-3 and the shootout should just be specifically for conference standings and not the RPI. The RPI shuts off after the 65-minute game. But anyway, Schulte, to make a long story short, there was obviously – I'm not going to say it was a contentious topic, but we were definitely indecisive from a coaching body and what we're doing, but we need to get with the 21st century, and we need to have a winner at the end of the game, just because that's what the kids are growing up with right now. There's a winner. There's ties are no longer part of sports, let alone let alone hockey.
Amongst the other rule changes this year, you can now dress 19 skaters. Do you have any idea how you're going to utilize that 19th skater yet?
You know what, Schultz, I don't. And I think I have to sit there. I think we have to look at our bench a little bit. There's certain guys you might want to get some more experience. Do you have 7 defensemen? You might do that, but there's times you might want to get a 13th forward in there. The million-dollar question is we can suit up an extra player. I understand that. And if there's some injuries in the game, or if you maybe lose a defenseman and you have an extra defenseman, it can be beneficial. But no matter what, that player's probably not going to get a lot of ice. So at the end of the day, are they going to be happy that they suited up and got 2 shifts? Or would they rather be up on the stands? So I don't know if you can win as a coach right here. So maybe we're better off just having 18 skaters, but the rule is the rule, and they changed it, and we didn't know they're going to change it. So I'm just going to sit there and play that by ear, Schultze.
How's that going to work on the road in league games where you have a set number of guys that you can travel? And what's that do to your budget?
I don't know. I'm going to bring 22 a lot, and we can bring 23, but we'll see. I mean, sometimes I'll bring 23, sometimes I'm going to bring 22. I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see. The one thing you still have to watch out for, you're only going to fly 22. You're only going to fly 22. Because it's expensive. So, again, the budget does matter. But at the end of the day, all we're really worried about is one game on Saturday. And if we're going to have 22 players, we're going to have a couple different injuries to make sure we're under the 20 mark anyway. And if we are under the 20 mark, Schultze, guys have played shorthanded and undermanned a lot during their tenure as a hockey player.
Calling more slashes is one of the points of emphasis this year. To me, the NHL figured that out a couple of years ago, and what they're calling right now, to me, is the best thing for the game. Can college hockey ever catch up to what they're doing even a couple of years ago?
We're trying to, and I think, again, they're the trendsetters. They're the trendsetters, and I agree with you with the NHL. I think they're doing a great job. I think they're making it a skating game, and when you're making it a skating game, you're making it a player's game and a fan's game, and that's what it's about. And the one thing we don't have is just that they have – they've got full-time referees that this is what they do for a living. And some of these calls are tough. I mean, it's really tough. So is it a judgment call or is it a zero-tolerance policy? I mean, that's the biggest thing that you have to factor in when you make a call, when the stick is getting across the hands of the stick a little bit. So it is good, and I think eventually what's going to happen, our referees are going to get used to it, and they just have to make sure that they have to make some decisions, they got to make some calls, and they got to stick with it.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.